hopes to come to be. And the people gather around. They all brought what they can bring. I know a battle when we're at. I learn a song to sing. The revolution starts now.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And we are the music show on Sunday nights. And we talk some, but we don't talk as much as some of the other people on the world. That's what Air America is all about. We have people come in and bring their records this week. This is going to be a gas because my guest this week is A. Whitney Brown.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here, Steve, because it's just a shame to have all these radio waves and so little music on them.
Yeah, I know, I know. I mean, Air America, I probably wouldn't be here if Air America wasn't. I mean, I never wanted a radio show. We're actually, there's going to be more and more music as time goes on. There's going to be another music show.
We started with music, you know, the first 12 hours of broadcasting were some of the greatest music ever played. Steve, I brought in some records to play.
I know you did. And this is like, everybody's playlists here. We have musicians on, and actually their playlists are more predictable than we have other people from Air America and writers and actors. And that's where some of the more interesting playlists come from. We need to get started with music. This guy I know, Lyle Lovett and I are the same graduating class.
Almost everybody that's on my playlist.
Yeah, well, I know a bunch of them. I don't know Elvis, but he's like dead. this is Lyle Lovett on Air America Radio Church.
I went to church last Sunday so I could sing and pray. But something quite unusual happened on that day. My church, it started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine, except when it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say. Children, before you think of leaving, you better think about the judgment day. Now, everyone got nervous because everyone was hungry too. Everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And the preacher, he kept preaching. He said, now I remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention, or I might decide to preach all day. Everyone was getting so hungry. The old one started feeling ill, and one started passing out, and the young ones, they could not sit still. And the preacher's voice rose hoarse. I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir. And I begged them, brothers, sisters, help me please. I said, when I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hands, won't you please join with me together? Praise the Lord, I have a plan. And the preacher, he kept preaching. Long is the struggle hard to fight. And I prayed, Father, please forgive me. And then I stood up, and with all my might, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now let's do the Lord. Give a signal. Yes, I raised up my hands and then joined with me the choir. Listen, every woman, a child, and man, I sang to the Lord. Let praises be. It's time for dinner now. Let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. He stopped preaching, and a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him. A fork appeared right in his hand. Everybody watching, the preacher ate got really nervous. And the preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke.
And the mama's in the kitchen. She's been there all day.
Children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll sing,
to the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says.
Well, I love it on Air America Radio talking about church. I think he might have, you know,
boy,
come up in the Methodist church like I did, which, I, as far as I could tell from growing up in the Methodist church, the Methodists worship ice cream freezers.
I'm a Methodist too, and man, just hearing that makes me hungry.
It's right, yeah, a lot of good food.
I love it.
Yeah, we're the same graduating class. We kind of came up, you know, we're both from Texas. Me, Lyle, and Nancy Griffith. Sort of all came along at the same time. We were all signed by the same guy at MCA Records in the 80s, and we kind of came up playing coffee houses
and
together.
That's Southern gospel. Was that music around? Is that, I mean,
well, yeah,
did you,
I mean,
hear that when you were growing up?
I heard it and he heard it, but you know, Lyle is pretty, it's, you know, he started out as a solo performer in coffee houses like I did.
So folk,
you know,
yeah.
for me, it kind of moved on to, you know, I still do that, but I also have a rock band that's really kind of obnoxiously loud, and I have a bluegrass band as well. For Lyle, one of the first things he did was expand from a normal, you know, 4 or 5-piece band to a really big band with horns.
Yeah.
And you know, he's a sharp dresser, and he'll stand out in front
band
of the orchestra,
leader.
And it's cool. It's a very cool thing.
Well, I love white Southern gospel. I like black Southern gospel, too, but white Southern gospel is a whole different thing, and I love it because... Well, it's almost worth having the Christian fundamentalists around just to have their music.
Yeah, well, I sort of have a background in it in a weird, indirect way because of the Oak Ridge Boys, who were one of the great white gospel groups before they turned to country music, to secular music. And, you know, there was an Oak Ridge Boys for 40 years, and the Oaks were on the publishing company that I originally wrote for. And there's sort of a myth about Elvis Presley that he learned all of that from black gospel groups, but it's probably not true. Probably he got it from a guy named Wally Fowler, who was the founder of the Oak Ridge Boys and a great, you know,
and it's a lot
performer.
Of the songs on this album that we're going to play a cut of are Pentecostal songs.
That's
Southern. It's not Baptist, it's Pentecostal.
And which is a whole other animal.
Oh, man, it's deep. I have some relatives in it. He won 3 Grammys, only for gospel. And so here's your fellow. Grammy winner.
If we were playing this in Baghdad, this would be called La Ilaha Illa Allah.
La He made me, he made you. There'd be no birds, no planes to sail in the blue without his wondrous eyes to see them through. They say that God made land and he gave it all to man. This I know is mighty good and true. There is no God but God, and he knows everything you do. So just you call on him, he will share his love with you. There is no God,
no God
but God,
but God.
I know this is true. God made everything. He made me, he made you.
He made me, he made you.
There'd be no birds,
no planes
to sail in the blue without his wondrous eyes to see them through. They say that God made land and he gave it all to man. This I know.
Starts now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And this week, my guest is A. Whitney Brown. And you've been around here off and on as long as Air America has been on the
air. Yeah, since a few months before. I've been hanging around, seeing if I could help out, sweep the floors, whatever I can do.
Right. It's pretty amazing up here. I mean, the talk is that we're moving to different digs.
I've actually seen it. Yeah.
I've been in the offices, but I still don't see if it looks like a studio down there, but I trust
it's
them.
It's a flop house now. They're having to move the people out.
Now, I like it. We're getting further back downtown because it scares me up here. That's one. This is not my part of New York, but
Park Avenue.
Yeah, it's kind of far
it's like
uptown.
Being on a Monopoly.
Normally, I come through this New York on the Ford train on my way to a Yankees game, and that's about all I do up here. I don't know. This has been, you know, really cool to get to do this, we're playing music we're getting.
Thanks for letting me bring a record in.
Oh man, everybody has a guest doing this, and it's why I started the DJ shows. I started out, the original format was this, doing only this, having guests in and having them bring their records, and then after a while, I started seeing everybody having so much fun picking music. I decided once
greatest,
a month
man.
To do one where I
and
pick all the
music. This song that's coming up, you never get to hear Dylan sing sweet.
Yeah, very rarely.
He always has this attitude, like it's like a teenage girl who thinks she's ugly, so she makes herself uglier.
Well, I have a theory about that. When Dylan sings other people's songs, I think he treats them with the, and I do. I know I treat them
yes.
with respect that I don't my own material sometimes.
But he like spits at the audience sometimes. He just like
absolutely.
Deliberately sings like a spider or something.
I think Bob Dylan's a great singer. Actually from the Natural Born Killers
yeah,
soundtrack.
Yeah, he sings it sweet. Here.
This is Bob Dylan, You Belong to Me on Air America Radio.
You belong. Just remember when I dream of you, you belong to me. I'd be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too.
Listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
Nobody can stop me. Nobody can. One of these nights soon, I'll be coming for you.
Yeah, the revolution starts now in your own backyard, in your own hometown. What you do is spinning around, just body high. Revolution starts now.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is A. Whitney Brown. This is a cool playlist that you brought in. I was just looking at you know, Charlie Parker. Actually, this tune, this very tune, is in my iPod at the moment because I'm starting to put, when I'm writing prose and yep. and writing something other than songs, I have to sort of put together a lot of music that doesn't have any words. Because it just doesn't work,
yep.
and my girlfriend, who's also a songwriter, Allison Moore, she's writing songs for a record, so we're having to work out space because I'm working on a book and she's working on songs for a record.
Steve, I think this song probably saved me from suicide.
Wow.
When I was having to let go of some, give up some things that were really pleasant to keep around.
Yeah, well, we've done all done some of that.
And, you know, I listened to this song so many times, I could actually hear what he was saying. I actually finally could understand it. And the words are, I am, that's it. Not I'm sad, I'm happy, I'm this, I'm that, just I am.
Cool. Charlie Parker on Air America Radio, Just Friends. Thank you. Charlie Parker on Air America Radio. Thank you, A. Whitney Brown, for playing Charlie Parker on my radio show.
That man had a vision, you know. He had a vision about, and you can hear it in his music, how he saw things, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is we were talking about this earlier. There's a great Charlie Parker box out now that actually comes in a tin, and it's one of the coolest packages I've ever seen. But it's all of the Verve masters, and by that means the versions that were on the original records, and that's the versions I want. I don't like all the alternate takes. I mean, some people do, but Charlie Parker knew what the best take was.
He knew.
You know, he doesn't need anybody coming along.
I
want
to hear the one he wanted me to hear. I put myself in his hands any day.
Absolutely. You brought in B.B. King and Van Morrison, you know, together on this
Yeah,
BB
no,
record.
I know B.B. King's made so many duets, probably as many as Willie Nelson. He makes a lot of bad records, and he'll just play with anybody to make a nickel. But this one song is really great, and it's mostly because of Van Morrison. I mean, he sings the blues really nice.
I spent a lot of time in Ireland over the years, and you know, I know all these musicians in Ireland, and they've all worked for Van Morrison, most of them twice, because the deal with Van is you can work for him, and he'll eventually fire you, but after a while, he forgets that you ever worked for him, so you can get the gig again. And that's probably true of every musician and every roadie in Ireland has worked for Van Morrison at least twice. B.B. King and Van Morrison on Air America Radio.
It's a great story.
is The Revolution Starts Now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is A. Whitney Brown. This has been a gas.
So much fun.
Yeah, I've been around here since August, and you know, and we hadn't bumped into each other yet because you've been in and out of here.
Yeah, in and out. Yeah. well, inside joke there.
Yeah.
I've been out of a few shows.
Yeah, including Saturday Night Live, you know, which is where I originally knew you from.
The great thing about working on that show is that I never saw, looked at it as a band on television. To me, it was a live performance.
Right.
And not only was it a live performance, but one that ended my work week.
Right.
You know, you can play Howard Shore's closing theme anywhere, no matter what I'm doing, and I'm so trained to relax when I hear that, because that's the end of the most stressful 6 days.
That Pavlovian response.
Totally Pavlovian. And when I hear Lenny Pickett, you know, with that soprano sax or that alto sax that he just wails on at the
right.
end, every nerve of my body just relaxes, and I'm ready to go get drunk.
Yeah.
But there was only one musical guest that ever stayed and jammed after. You know, I was there five and a half years.
Who was there?
And everyone just wrapped up, and here they're on stage with Lenny and GE And they just would, I guess they just figured, you know, the show's over, it's time to leave. Clapton.
Wow.
Stayed for 40 minutes. And I mean, it was the most magical time that I ever experienced while I was on Saturday Night Live. Everyone was just riveted, just GE and Clapton and, you know, the whole band. And just 40 minutes in this little studio with maybe 300 or 400 people. And the luckiest studio audience. Probably ever.
It's cool and stuff. There's a television show in England that Jules Holland has, you know, who used to be in the Squeeze.
Yep.
And it's the coolest music show I've ever seen because it's all music, but it's five bands set up in a circle. It's called Later, and it's five bands set up in a circle.
Yeah,
and he goes from one to the next one.
Right?
Yeah, I think it has been shown, you know, on public radio stations here. But it's it's really cool because it's all live bands, and you get to see people you haven't seen in forever.
And then they just play consecutively?
He just goes from one set, and every band's set up with their own gear in a circle, and there is an audience that's sort of scattered around the studio. It's out there in White City at those big BBC TV studios, and it's cool rock and roll television, which does, and it's still on the air.
Live music is hard to pull off on television. You don't see that much of it.
Absolutely. This is Leonard Cohen, which is very few people I've ever been in awe of like Leonard Cohen. I met him at a party a few years ago, and I had to force my host to. I very rarely do this, but I mean I've been in the music business since I was a teenager, and I'm not that impressed by some people, but I made my host introduce me to Leonard Cohen.
He's a giant.
Absolutely. This is Leonard Cohen on Air America Radio, The Future.
Absolute control over every living soul in life.
Leonard Cohen on Air America Radio. This has been a gas, man.
Steve, it's been an honor for me to meet you and to talk to you. Thank you for letting me play some music.
That's what we do around here. This is Steve Earle. My guest has been A. Whitney Brown, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. See you.